Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to the book of Judges. We're in chapter 4. Judges chapter 4, you'll recall the pattern in the book of Judges, and that is that God's people sinned grievously and therefore endured hardship as a result. And in the midst of their hardship, they would cry out to the Lord, and when they would cry out to the Lord, he would in mercy send them rulers to lead them in defeating their enemies, and after everything was good for a while, they'd turn around and repeat the same pattern and sin as they had before. We're in the midst of that cycle as we start chapter 4. And I would ask you to open your Bibles there. Judges chapter 4. This is God's word. After Ahud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel, in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Very well," Deborah said, "I will go with you. But because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh, where he summoned Zebulun and Naphtali. 10,000 men followed him, and Deborah also went with him. Now Heber the Kenite had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree in Zanaim near Kadesh. When they told Sisera that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera gathered together his 900 iron chariots and all the men with him from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" So Barak went down Mount Tabor, followed by 10,000 men. At Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword. And Sisera abandoned his chariot and fled on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim. All the troops of Sisera fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, however, fled on foot to the tent of Jael, wife of Heber the Kenite, because there were friendly relations between Jabin, king of Hazor, and the clan of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid." So he entered her tent, and she put a covering over him. "I'm thirsty," he said. "Please give me some water." She opened a skin of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him up. "Stand in the doorway of the tent," he told her. "If someone comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone here?' say no." But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the tent peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. Barak came by in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you're looking for." So he went in with her, and there lay Sisera with the tent peg through his temple, dead. On that day, God subdued Jabin, the Canaanite king, before the Israelites. And the hand of the Israelites grew stronger and stronger against Jabin, the Canaanite king, until they destroyed him. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. "When the princes in Israel take the lead, when the people willingly offer themselves, praise the Lord. Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the land of Edom, the earth shook, the heavens poured, the clouds poured down water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, the one of Zion, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were abandoned. Travelers took to winding paths. Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. When they chose new gods, war came to the city gates, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel's princes, with the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys, sitting on your saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road, consider the voice of the singers at the watering places. They recite the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous acts of his warriors in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the city gates. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up, break out in song. Arise, O Barak. Take captive your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then the men who were left came down to the nobles. The people of the Lord came to me with the mighty. Some came from Ephraim, whose roots were in Amalek. Benjamin was with the people who followed you. From Machir, captains came down. From Zebulun, those who bear a commander's staff. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Yes, Issachar was with Barak, rushing after him into the valley. In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Why did you stay among the campfires to hear the whistling for the flocks? In the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he linger by the ships? Asher remained on the coast and stayed in his coves. The people of Zebulun risked their very lives, so did Naphtali on the heights of the field. Kings came, they fought. The kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo, but they carried off no silver, no plunder. From the heavens, the stars fought. From their courses, they fought against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away, the age-old river, the river Kishon. March on, my soul, be strong. Then thundered the horse's hooves. Galloping, galloping go his mighty steeds. Curse Meraz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse its people bitterly, because they did not come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Most blessed of tent-dwelling women. He asked for water, she gave him milk. In a bowl fit for nobles, she brought him curdled milk. Her hand reached for the tent peg, her right hand for the workman's hammer. She struck Sisera. She crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. At her feet he sank, he fell, there he lay. At her feet he sank, he fell, where he sank, there he fell, dead. Through the window peered Sisera's mother. Behind the lattice she cried out, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why is the clatter of his chariots delayed?" The wisest of her ladies answer her. Indeed, she keeps saying to herself, "Are they not finding and dividing the spoils? A girl or two for each man? Colorful garments as plunder for Sisera, colorful garments embroidered, highly embroidered garments for my neck. All this as plunder? So may all your enemies perish, O Lord. But may they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." And the land had peace 40 years. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a few moments to encourage us. I want to ask you to do 3 things, in fact. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, and learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we will remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread his word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We are depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
And in case you didn't understand the English, this is a gruesome story. I mean, this is PG-13 for biblical violence. You need to understand that this is our history. This is what God did in order to rescue his people. First of all, the reason they were in the mess they were in is because they had gone back into sinful ways. They had turned to idols, to false gods. And as a result of not worshiping the God who alone is God, they were serving less than God. I've said it before, I will say it again, and it's not original with me. Please get this. If you refuse to serve God as God, you will serve something less than God as God. Nobody is able to make it through life without being devoted to something else. The most selfish people on the planet who think that they're all about having their own way and getting what they want end up slaves to other things. Their appetites get the best of them. And despite the fact that from the outside it might look for a while as if they're in control and they do what they want, the fact of the matter is they are not in control. They are slaves to other things. So, after Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin. Does that mean the Lord collected money? No, it means that God chose to turn them over to a Canaanite king. That Canaanite king was named Jabin, and he had a commander of his army, and that commander was Sisera, and Sisera was a terror to the people of the Lord. He had a huge army, and they were able to crush any resistance that Israel might put up. And so for 20 years, the people of Israel were slaves to a foreign king. But God was speaking, and his servant was a woman by the name of Deborah. And people recognized that when she spoke what God says. And so they listened to see what God had to say. Well, one day, she sent for a man named Barak. And she said, God is sending you to bring victory over our enemy, Sisera. Now, would that be a good, encouraging message if you're Barak? Well, if you believe it. But you see, if God is not sending me to go fight against Sisera, I'm going to get clobbered. I'm going to be killed. This is going to be disaster if God is not in it. So he said, I'll go if you go with me. And Deborah responded, okay, I'll go with you. But because of the way you're going about this, because of your attitude, because of your unbelief, because of the way you're going about this, the glory is going to go to a woman instead of a man. Who do you think Deborah thought would get the glory? Her, of course. She's the woman going with the commander. I mean, that only makes sense. She's already the one who was leading Israel. And now she's trying to get a man to step up and do his job, be the man. And he's saying, well, I'll go, but only if you go with me. And she's just like, oh, this is disgusting. All right, I'll go with you, baby. But you need to know that because of your spineless attitude, the glory is going to go to a woman. Well, that was a word from the Lord. But it turned out she wasn't the woman. The woman, the famous woman now, was Jael. She and her family lived kind of off to the side, away from everybody else, and they got along fine with Jabin, the king that Sisera served as general. So when Sisera hears that Barak is leading a force of men, and of course Barak had to summon the troops. He was the one who had to tell everybody, come on, we're going to go fight. And they responded to his leadership. Deborah's going with him. They go out to fight. And the Lord destroyed Sisera's army. Notice the phrase, with the sword. Does that mean that the Lord came down with a sword and did it himself? No. It means that God used the Israelites and their weapons in order to defeat this larger, more skilled enemy army. And it was such a slaughter that Sisera abandoned his chariot and ran on foot because his weaponry, his equipment, was no match for the power of the Lord as he worked through Israelites with swords. Let me tell you something. It's not the tool. It's the Lord's power. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. God's the one who gets the job done. And he doesn't need us. He spoke the universe into being. He has all power, but he's chosen to use people, and he particularly delights in elevating the weak and humbling the strong. He loves to take those that we wouldn't choose and use them as his choice instruments. And so sometimes God uses someone who's very strong and very intelligent and very talented, because all those things come from God. But often God uses someone who is weak and who had no form or comeliness that we should desire him. Not somebody that we would look at and say, oh yeah, that's the leader. But someone we'd say, that's the leader? And God says, yes, that's my choice. That's the way I'm going to do it. So, Sisera is running on foot trying to get away from the slaughter that's taking place. And when he comes to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, Jael went out to meet him and said, "Come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid." Why did she say, "Don't be afraid"? Because he looked terrified. Why did he look terrified? Because he'd had to abandon his chariot and run on foot because his troops were all being slaughtered. So he arrives and he's breathless and exhausted and terrified. I mean, he's been a professional fighter probably most of his life. He's never seen anything like this before. He was used to rolling in with the heavy equipment and everybody else had to bow down and throw down their swords and say, "We're not going to fight you." And suddenly his army has been massacred by the power of the Lord working through the Israelites and their swords. So he's terrified. She says, "Don't be afraid. Come in." And so he entered her tent and she put a covering over him. "Like, you gotta hide me." She says, "Oh, okay. Calm down." And so she puts something over him and he's cowering under the thing. And then he begins to calm down a little bit and he begins to realize, "I'm thirsty. Could I have some water?" And she says, "Oh, I'll do better than that." And she brings him some milk. Of course, milk will help you sleep better than water will, just so you know. If you have trouble sleeping, try a little warm milk before you go to bed. So he drinks it. And that's the last thing he remembered. Because while he slept, she went and got a tent peg, like a spike that they used to hold down railroad ties. This is a big thing because the tents they lived in were their houses. They weren't little pup tents, okay? They lived in there. They could have various chambers within them. So these were big tent pegs. She comes with a tent peg and a hammer, and he's lying there like this, and she puts that tent peg right here and then goes, "Whoo!" and nails him to the ground.
That seems kind of gross.
It is gross. Nasty. She nailed his head to the floor. And that was the end of Sisera. Is it okay to do that kind of thing? Well, in war, yeah. This was war. And she was an assassin. And she did what needed to be done. And it put an end to the fighting. He was the leader of those who had enslaved Israel. Not anymore. So, Deborah said, "God, I thought I was going to be the one getting the glory." No, she didn't do that. She helped write a song that celebrated the success of the Israelites who trusted God, rebuked those who didn't participate, celebrated the fact that God is the one who gave the victory, and celebrated the fact that Jael was used by God in order to bring victory over Sisera. And Sisera, who was the mighty warrior who led other warriors, fell asleep and got his head nailed to the floor by a woman. Not a very noble way to go. And guess what? When it's over, it's over. No way to do a redo. You and I are going to give an account to God for what we do. And I want to encourage you to recognize that he is God. And it isn't about who he uses, because he can use anybody he wants, a man or a woman. Smart or not so smart. Tall and muscular or not so much. God can use whoever he chooses as he sees fit. But God is the one who delivers his people, and we need to worship him. These people got into this trouble because they had not worshiped the Lord. They had served idols, and so they ended up as slaves. They served for 20 years as slaves. God gave them 40 years of peace when they obeyed him. But as we're going to see in the next lesson, they didn't pass it to the next generation. And you and I cannot spend our whole lives depending on what has happened before us. We have to step up and be the ones who do God's will in our generation.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.